Okay, we are holding in Simon Lamed Beis, the long Simon. We are up to now Chavtes. So before we start the Hilchos Tefillin, we should really jump to Yoredeya from in Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Mechaber writes in Reish Ayin Dalid, Sif Beis, a halach about writing a Sefer Torah. He says, Tzarech Shia Lefon of Sefer Acher, She'atik Mimenu. A person who's a sofer, who's writing, needs to have a different sefer open in front of him. She'os lichtov osachas shlomin haksav. He's not allowed to write over if it's doing this by heart. V'tzarech she'yikra kol teva b'fiv, and he has to speak out the word kodim she'chteven before he writes it. So that's a din within what? Sefer Torah. Now, beginning in our Hilchos Tefillin, Chavtes, im ein ha'parshios shagurus b'fiv. If the sofer doesn't have these, shagur b'fiv means literally it's fluent, it flows in the mouth, he knows it so well, he's been doing this for so long. So if it's not, says Mechaber, tzarech she'yichtov mitoch haksav. In that case, if not, then he has to, what's it called, read from a different set of tefillin in front of him. Mishnah Berurah speaks out of Kuflam and Gimel, Shagros Befiv, Dehaine Be'es Shehu Maschil Lichtov, at the time when he's starting early in his career, Mistam Adayin Ein Baki B'Kriyos and Bal Peh Kiroi. He probably does not know it very well by heart. Befrat Moli V'Choser, which words are written with a Vav, without a Vav, etc. Kuflam and Dalet, Mitoch Ksav, reading from something that's written already, Omi Pia Makri, or someone who's going to read it out before him, Kidei Shlo Yitta, no, he shouldn't make a mistake. Ve'im Miktas HaParshish Shagur B'Fiv. Let's say he doesn't know the whole thing, but part of it he does know. In that case, Muta Lichtov Oso Miktas Balpeh. The part that he does know by heart, fluently, he's familiar with what's written Mole, what's written Chaser, he could write that without hanging in front of him. The best way of doing this, even if it is shagur b'fiv, is to always have it in front of you. That way, you know, why take chances? Why play games? Okay, that's Chavtes. Now the Mechaber and Lamed. An additional requirement for a sofer, even if he has very beautiful penmanship, he has to know how to read. He has to know how to pronounce the words. Even if he could copy what Tim would be just mere shapes, he has to know how to read. Kuf Lamed Hey in the Mishnah Berurah, Yodea Likros. V'in lav hachi bekal yochel litois ve'inem margish. If he's not reading it, then he could very easily make a mistake and he won't be sensitive to it. Okay, Lamed Aleph in the Mechaber. Im eino koisei mitocha kesav, lo yichtov al peh shemakre oiso acher. If it's not written in front of him, right? So then you shouldn't have somebody else reading it in front of him instead of reading it. Ele'im kein yachso hu ve'yikra b'fiv, unless he repeats it afterwards him. So what does that mean in the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Lamed Vav? Mitocha kesav, mashma shehakoyse mitocha kesav, ein tzarech lahotzi befit. This would imply that if you're reading it, you know, from it, so you don't have to speak it out. Umari dav kishishigros lo. When this is so fluent for him, gamkin, it's also, you know, he's an expert in these things. Va'az lo chayshina and shema yitte. Right? We're not concerned in that case that he's going to make a mistake. V'chein kosomogin avram, el yirala, le taritzer lo tikshe miha, the Lahada Yuradeya, the Simon Reshandad, Siv Beis, as we read already, I'm Prima Godim, Shekin Kosov, Kavonis Mogen Avram. Fine. Aval. Harbe me achronim choku alze. Many achronim argue on this din. Upaskud bechol gavne. In all cases, tzarech lahoitzi hatev mipiv kodim sheikh devena. He always has to speak out what he's writing, even if it would be in front of him. Petam kosov abach, dekach hi mitzvah mekasiva stam. This is the way he writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. Kidei shitehe kedushas hevel krias kol teva veteva hayoitzi mipi hakorei. The holiness by speaking it out, this creates the Zachasim Sofer from the Drushas that talks about this, about the, we'll call it, I guess, for back lack of a better term, the energy, the spirituality that happens when a person speaks out the Tevos, the words of Torah, and that enters into it. So there's a higher level of Kedusha brings to this. Nimshechas al ha'oisios koisiv osam beklaf. So you're investing more Kedusha into it by speaking it out. V'chol zeh lechatchila, this is the best practice. Aval b'diyaveh, but if he didn't speak it out, ein nusol b'chol gavne im lo ta'a. If technically speaking, if he did write the words correctly, and even though he didn't speak it out, that's not going to be a problem. Kuflam et zayin al peh, Shemakri, someone's reading it. Afilu hu shagur b'fiv gamkin. Even himself, he knows it, but it still has someone reading out for him. Kuflam ches v'yikra b'fiv kol teva teva kodem shechtevene. He says each word before he writes it. Kedei shlo yitin. In order, again, we're so cautious not to make any mistakes. V'chol shekin, how much more so im hu koisev al peh b'li makri. Certainly, if he is writing it without having somebody reading it to him in advance. Okay, those were all dealing with the writing. Lamed beis, in terms of the actual print, how it comes out. Sorech lehaniach chalak lamala kede gaga shel lamed. There has to be space above between one line and the next, enough for the top part of the lamed. In the Mishnah Berura, in Kuf Lametes, he says, what does it mean? Lamala, vehashitos, from the lines, kedei gaga shalam, the space for the top part of the lamed, venirli dehainu michtav beinuni. This is if you're writing the, you know, the normal size letters. Afilu kosev raksav katni, if you're writing less than that. Dehalo omra b'nachos, now here we have a typo. The Mishnah Berura, it says lamed, but the correct source is b'nachos lamed beis, klimo atva, like the size, the width of a book clasp. Upirsha b'shonim shuhu kedei lichtov gaga shel lamed, it's the lamed canal, the im isa. If you're going to tell me you're making these types of distinctions depending on what type of how large letters you wrote, what's the shear for this? Okay, we're talking about a medium size letters over here. Okay, let's go back into the mechaber. No, we did the mechaber in the Ramah now. Hagah, shihiu gam heim mukofim gavil. There has to be white space surrounding him. Lamata underneath it, kashir chof vinun pshuta, that they are sticking down. In kufmem, in the Mishnah Berurah, pshuta v'od mashuhu lahakofas gavilim. Even a little bit more than that, because it has to be, the bottom part can't be touching the end of the cloth. It has to have a space behind them. V'tam l'chozeh. What's the reason for all this? Kedei shir. Kit shiki is zamein lo lekosvam shihu lo makom lazeh yesh oimrim the tzarich lanich od lamala migago shel lamed lamatmi chof venun pshuta kidei chatzi tziporin. So this is the half a size of your fingernail. What do we mean by that? If you can imagine your finger, like where you, if you, I'm looking at my finger right now. So you have the nail, and you have the flesh on the sides of the nails. That's the amount we're talking about over here. That's the chatzi tziporin. The ze rak lichatchila. That's all required lichatchila. Then the Mechaber says, "B'tchilason v'sofan ein tzarich laniach klal." You don't have to leave anything at all. And Kuf Mem Aleph says, "Klal rak mashu lakafas gavil." Just a little bit. Notice that there's a little bit that's surrounding the letters. Okay, now three lines from the bottom in the Ramah. Mihu nahagu hasoifrim lahaniach kitzas b'tchilas v'sof. Nevertheless, the minhag is to leave a little bit of space at the beginning and at the end. V'tzarich lahaniach bein kol teva v'teva kimelo os. So we leave between each word the space of a letter, and between each of the lines the space of a line. Vein kol os kimelo chut hasara. Between each letter we have a little bit of a hair's breadth. Kimo sefer Torah, like we do right in sefer Torah. Kimo shi'is bayir betur yoredeya. Gam tzarech lahaniach ma'at chalak bein pasuk lepasuk. So we have a little bit of space between each of the psukim. Do the Mishnah Berurah now, Kuf Mem Beis, I think we're up to. Kitzas a little bit. Hainu Kitzas Yosemi HaKofas Gavil. I mean, a little bit more than besides is actually required of the surrounding it by him. V'yesh Machmirim, some restrict. L'chatchila Tzarech B'techila Klaf Kedei Liglo Kol HaParsha Kamo Mezuzah. So some have a higher level requirement that you would have to have a space in the beginning of it before you even start. Meaning before you get to Shema Yisrael, you have a large space that you could roll it up for that. Okay, Kuf Mem Gimel, Os, Ketana, Shehu Yud, what letter we're talking about, a small one, a Yud, B'dievid, Ein Lifsol, Ela Imkein, Nires, Keteva, Achas, Betina, Dulachakim, Belo, Tipesh. So this is actually a problem I've seen in certain Sifrei Torah. They have to go back and fix it. The letters, the words are written so closely. I saw a Sofer in Queens where he showed me that he scraped away and then had to rewrite the words in a Sefer Torah, because again, there's no problem writing Shloka Sidron, but they were too close. I saw the before and after, the photographs. It was too close. It looked like one big word. Okay. Kuf Medalid Shitas, a line, Yesh Oimim de Ein Sarach Lahaniach Elip B'Sefer Torah. Maybe this is only required by Sefer Torah. V'chein Nohagu HaSoifrim She'em Medakim Ezeh. In fact, to film, we're not so careful, we're not medatic on this. Kuf Men Alf, there has to be Chut Hasara, the smallest amount of space between the letters. Hain Rak Lichatchila. Ava b'di'evid ein lifsol ela imkein nires hateva chaluka l'shtayim. That you know, it would only be a problem if it would look as if it was divided into two. Kmo shenisbar is also explained. Kol ze b'yoredeya b'sim reish ayin zayin le'inyan sefer Torah. Okay, kuf memvav ma'at. You have to have a little bit of a space. Ma'at cholak. So yeah. Aval Hamogen Avram B'shem Kama Achronim V'Hagroa V'Biru Hechriyo. They decide the Ein Tzarech Lahaniach Chalak Yoiser Mibein Teva LeTeva. You only have to leave a space between one word and the next. Be'emtzo Pasuk. In the middle of Pasuk, the Lokum Hashakosu Bashach B'Yordeya Rishayin Dalat Sivkatin Ein Sham. So what does he write over there? So the Dirshu takes us through it step by step in 182. Bira Mogin Avram. Tom, what's the reason for this? Shehu mishum she'ein ana bekiim be'ev zeik apsukim she'nifsuku l'moshe mesina. We don't exactly know where the psukim start and stop. V'chein mipnei she'yesh mikros she'ein lehem hachra. There's some psukim that we're not really sure where it is. V'dasa ramah v'ashach she'yesh la'asos hefseik bein posuk la'posuk. You have to make a space between psukim. Bir b'shut igris Moshe says Moshe says soivrim she'af. You're right. There isn't we're not machriya clearly one way or the other. Achle inin hakriya, but when we read the psukim, for sure we do have a sof pasuk. We know how to read them. V'chein hu hapisuk. Okay, fine. Good. Let us go on. Lamed gimel. Ya'aseh hashuros shavos. When writing the lines of the tefillin, they should all be equal, meaning that basically they should all stop and start at the same place. Shelote achas nichneses va'achas yotzes. Shouldn't have one going in and one going out. That's like meaning that's extending beyond the line, or one ending shorter than the rest of them. At least you should be careful not to write three letters beyond the end of the line. But if you did write them beyond, then that's not going to disqualify it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Mem Zayin, Achas Yotzeis. Do you have one going a little longer? Vafil Os Achas, even goes up with one letter. Mishum Ze Keli Van Behu. It doesn't look nice. You want it all to start, you know, a nice block, like, you know, computers, when you have like a formatted. The line starts one place and ends one place. It doesn't look nice if you have it ending earlier or going too far. Kuf Mem Ches, Shlosh Osios, three letters. Midelo Chilek. Right? Even if it's just a small part of the word. The only thing that we are strict about is not to have the majority of the word written beyond where the line should end. If the word has five letters in it, mutalichtov hachetzia chutz mashita. You write half of it outside of the line. I am b'shach sham shekosav sheyesh lehachmir kehacha. We should be strict on this. Va'ayin be'eli rabba shedaito alkoponim b'tefillin shehagilyonos kitzorim yesh lehachmir. The gilyonos means like the side margins. So it's, you know, it's not so much over there. So we should be strict on this. Kuf memtes im kusam. If you did do it, bein shahaya hablita b'techilas shita o besofa. Whether the sticking out over here is at the beginning or whether it's at the end of it, kuf nun lo pasul. It's not going to be a problem. Afilu im kusav teva shleima chutz l'shita. You write the whole word out of that. Kol shenikar shehi nikres im osa hashita. If you recognize it's part of that line. Veloim ha'amud ha'achir shebetzida, not long with the next column that's next to it, then that would be fine. Again, it's not going to look nice, but technically speaking, that would not disqualify it. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we will pick it up next time with starting with Sif Lamed Daled.